It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's up, buddy?
All right. What's up, man?
Want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. As always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. They're going to get your cycle running real nice. Get that hog just going blah, 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 blah.
We haven't done that in a while.
No, we haven't. Good. Good to bring it back. Anyway, it is time for fact and opinion. That's right. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. And, yeah, that's all I can tell you. I'm not going to try and church it up and make it sound like this is going to be great, okay? Okay.
You big dummy?
Let's see. Here's one about congressmen, but I know you don't like anything about that.
Yeah, we've had enough of this shit, dude.
You know, enough
now
of that
I'm starting
shit.
To see more stuff about that damn.
That one's kind of. Here, this one's kind of cool. The three guys who founded Compaq Computers, right? You know, the
Compaq. I used to have a Compaq.
Yeah. So the three guys who founded it were initially planning on starting a chain of Mexican restaurants, but then they just decided to do the computer thing instead.
What?
Now, look, Steve.
I didn't know that was a thing you can just decide to do, you know?
Steve, Mark, you know us three. We know Mexican food, okay? We really understand it, but we'll be honest, we kind of know the computer thing too. What are you guys thinking? Mexican restaurant, computers.
No, here's how the conversation went. You know, we really like Mexican food, and we really like porn too, and I think I know the way this is going to go in the future, so yeah. Maybe we should do the computer thing, you know?
Our porn tacos aren't taking off like we thought they were going to.
Dude, a Compaq, did you have one?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I can picture it. Hold on. Compaq computer.
So that was the very first computer. So, dude, schools had the computers. They were bringing computers into the school. And always asking my dad, my brother, and I, like, Dad, we want a computer. They're cool. Even though they fucking weren't. They were very simple, dude, back in the day. But at the time, it was the greatest thing ever, dude. And finally, he bought a Compaq computer with Windows 95. And my brother and I went out and bought the game, what was it, PGA Golf 94 or something. And we played that game religiously on that machine, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great memories.
I'm looking at pictures and none of these are really, I mean, some of them look familiar. Okay, so the Compaq Pisario, maybe
that's exactly what it was.
Is that what it was? Okay.
That's what it was.
I'm sure like school probably had it and everything like that. What game did you say you played on that?
It was PGA Golf like 95 or
94. Oh, nice.
It had Fuzzy Zoeller and all the old school golfers. Well, but dude, you know what I remember about the Compaq real quick is like, the very first time we fired up the computer, they took you through a tutorial. And the tutorial was like introducing what computers were. Like, hi, this is Compaq Pisario. This is a computer. In front of you, you have a keyboard. You know, it was so like simple. It was crazy.
Imagine having a child now, like a middle schooler now, sit in front of that computer. Would they be able to figure it out, or they would just be like, "What the fuck is this?"
They would know what to do, but they would look at it like, "What am I using this?" This thing sucks.
I will say, so there's this one that Pisario, and it's got the Windows 95. Honestly, I could still use Windows 95 for the rest of my life. It's good. It has everything you need, and it's so simple. Like, it's the it's just the simplest setup you could use.
Here's why you would pull your fucking hair out, though, because it's so slow.
Oh, so slow. So slow. Isn't it so funny right now? I would rather have no internet or computer rather than slow internet or computer.
Seriously.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's almost more bothersome to have slow internet than not have internet at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. And it's
just Compaq Pisario. So let me. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go with yours.
So we had a floppy. You know, they had the floppy disk.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
wasn't the big one, like the big ones you had back in the day, but it was like the original A floppy disk. I took one over to my buddy's house, and he had like fast internet in quotes, I should say, AOL or something. And he would download like pictures, like topless pictures from this one weird website, and it would take like all day. And then I'd give him a disc, and he'd put it like a nudie on that floppy disc. We'd take it back to my house and put it in, and it would, you know, it would load like just like it would back in the day. Oh my God, dude. Talk about going through so many steps just to see a pair of boobs
on a computer. What I remember from that, when we finally got like the family home computer, it was downstairs and it was in the corner of the living room, right? And you had to have a massive like a desk. So we had this huge desk, you know, with all the CDs, the big old printer, scanner, fax machine up on top. Yeah. You know, dude, it was just it took up like it took up an entire corner of the living room. And I remember like late at night sneaking
into
that.
You had a fax machine too, didn't you?
No, it was a printer, like scanner, faxer all in one.
Yep.
See, because my mom and my dad both had to do, like they did stuff from home and like they had to, so they were doing stuff from work and everything like that. So we used it quite a bit and they used it for work stuff. But I can't tell you how many times like sneaking into that computer at night, just turning it on real quietly.
Oh, loud too.
We're just waiting. And how many times, you know, you'd be sitting there, your pants around your ankles, just waiting for that waiting for that picture to load up. And dude, it's I can remember this vividly because we had like that green, like green cushioned computer chair with like the black back. Yeah. I'm sitting there with my pants around my ankles, just waiting for this photo to load. And then you hear like mom or dad shuffling and coming downstairs. Oh, close out, like it wouldn't close out. And you're just like, Oh my God.
You turn the monitor. What are you doing in there, Rocky?
Nothing.
What are you doing in there?
Yeah, try to print it out. I'm sure there's so much stuff on there. Yeah.
Did that printer fax machine that you had have a telephone on it too?
I think the early one did, but I can't honestly remember. I know the one that we had for like ever, for like the one I really remember didn't, but it was, it cost like $90 for a cartridge of ink. Dude, like it's insane.
I remember my dad like forked over the extra money to put the fax machine on a different line. So it wouldn't like cut the internet off like the internet was on its own, you know, like because it would like you picked up the phone, it'd kick everybody off the internet and dad would be pissed.
Paid the extra like $1,000 just to have the fax machine routed to its own number.
It was bad. And we are like off the road, too. So we had to like pay extra money to get it wired. It was like such a big fucking deal. Dude.
You know, we've talked about this quite a bit, but it's still just it really does blow my mind because, yeah, our parents went through the transitions, too, and they dealt with it. But like my dad is still not a tech savvy guy. And that's the difference, I think, with kind of like our parents' generation and the baby boomers. And us, like Gen Z, you know, and that generation that was like kind of born in the 70s or whatever that is, they transitioned pretty well. But our generation, all right, the millennials, we have been in like we were molded by this switch of technology. You know,
crazy.
We were there. We were young and impressionable and in it when it really made a big switch. You know what I mean?
And it's just almost like it's almost happening like under your nose. Like you don't you know what I'm saying? It's like you're just kind of going with it and like you're not really realizing because it's not extremely exponential yet. So it's not making the huge jumps like we did back
in
the day.
But we're right there. We are right there. And
dude,
that's
all. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and we see that like with your VR. Like it's just it's nuts to me.
That's insane. It blows my mind every time I put that thing on. I saw a video the other day, yesterday actually. And, you know, like wireless charging pads.
Uh-huh.
So now that they're like coming out with the tech and they have it now, it's out. You can do it up to 15 feet. So you have this like wireless pad like 15 feet away from you over on the other side of the room. And it's fucking charging your phone through Wi-Fi, Brock.
I don't see how that works. Like to me, even the wireless pads in themselves don't make sense to me. I'm like, how the fuck does that charge a battery? It's not plugged in. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it.
I can wrap my mind around setting your phone on it. You know, like that makes a little bit more sense to me.
Yeah.
But me holding my phone 15 feet away from this thing, not plugged in, charging it through Wi-Fi. They like tried to explain it through the video. And I'm pretty tech savvy, dude. And my mind was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So you're doing what?
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Dude
we're in for it, man.
I think it's nuts where it's going to be in 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. 50 years. You and I are still hopefully going to be live. We'll be 85 in 50 years. And think about where we'll be tech-wise. Like, it blows my mind. It blows my mind.
So if you had a button in front of you, and like somebody was like, all right, if you touch this button, you can stop everything right now. Everything's going to be kind of the same right now, and we don't really evolve from here. Or if you don't hit the button, we do, and you continue it. Or if you hit the button, you get to choose an era where it just stays the same. What do you do? Do you touch the button?
See, because here's the thing is, in my life, the technology we have, and you and I have had this discussion, I think that there is going to become a point where we have everything we need so we don't feel like we need to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense of like, okay, it's as good as it needs to be. Does that make sense? In my mind, I almost
like not happy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of feel like it'll almost be like a mixture of Wild West and like I bring up the TV show Firefly. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's got Nathan Fillion. It's a great show, but it's mm-hmm. these guys in space, but like they still have like kind of like old-timey guns, but then they mm-hmm. pull up like their ARM computer and it's like a 3D, you know what I mean? Like I can kind of see
like Wild Wild West kind of like.
Yeah, exactly. Like that horrible movie. The only good thing about that movie was Salma Hayek's tits. That's it.
Yeah,
anyway,
nice.
But it's kind of that mix of old and new, because we get to a point where it's like, yeah, we could do this, but we don't need to. And where we're at right now, I can honestly pretty much go anywhere and use GPS and never get lost. I can call people from damn near anywhere. I can go online and get an answer to any question. So it's like, what else do I have? Something that heats up my food in a relatively quick time. I can turn a knob and heat my house. I can say, hey, Alexa, play this and hear us. You know what I mean? Like, we have everything we need. So where's that stopping point if there is one, you know?
Or maybe even just like a refocus. Like we need to like talk and be like, all right, we're pretty comfortable here in this technology part of our lives.
Yeah.
Like what else do we need to fix? Like hunger, like the food and fucking
medicine, you know, like, things like that. Yeah.
Right. We can make things a lot better to I don't know. It's crazy.
It's weird. But this whole conversation started with the fact that three guys could have made a chain of Mexican restaurants instead, you know?
What
it's
a like, weird A to B. You know?
Yeah, that's completely opposite things. And would they call it compact? Welcome to El Caso de Compaco. It's like, what? This doesn't make any sense, guys. Dude, technology is mind-blowing. It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. So, all right. Well, that's enough of us hitting the bong and going, whoa.
Man.
All right. Well, that
Where
is
we going?
That's your fact and opinion. We'll have another fact and opinion for you next time. Make sure you come check it out. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor. Now, Gilson,
you ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.